Giuseppe Verdi was a rebel in his time, challenging authority through his music and defying the constraints of political censorship. He must have known when writing Rigoletto that it would be controversial. After all, the libretto was based on a play by Victor Hugo about an immoral king. It was banned in France after just one performance. And true to form, Austrian censors refused to approve the opera unless major changes were made. So Verdi shifted the plot and setting, transformed the king into a lustful duke, and relocated the story to Renaissance Italy. Through all that, Verdi delivered a musical masterpiece while offering a biting critique of power and corruption. That blend of beautiful music, moral commentary, and artistry is part of what makes Rigoletto so compelling today, says Glynis Lacian, who is directing the production for Pacific Opera Victoria. The psychology behind Rigoletto is as current as anything we're reading in the papers today. The psychology behind Rigoletto is as current as anything we're reading in the papers today, Lacian says. It still has the ability to provoke and push us to think about how power actually operates in our society. Rigoletto is the story of a cynical court jester, Rigoletto, whose attempts to shield his beloved daughter, Gilda, ends in tragedy. The Duke of Mantua seduces and deceives with impunity. Rigoletto's thirst for revenge sets off a devastating chain of events, culminating in a heartbreaking finale. Lacian is adding her own twist to Rigoletto, setting it in Victorian England, which highlights a society where the elite wield immense influence. The idea of power, the privileged leadership, and the misuse and abuse of power. I think Verdi explored the idea intensely and with enormous skill, Lacian explains. The genius of Verdi lies in his compelling music and sharp sense of irony. La Donna e Mobile is one of the most famous compositions in history, instantly recognizable. And the quartet in Act 3, Bella Figlia dell'Amore, is considered one of Verdi's greatest ensembles, weaving together four distinct voices telling four very different stories. As Lacian describes, "You're working on that quartet, and you're going, how did he do that? I understand four people with very different points of view singing on stage at the same time, and yet I'm following each of them in their story. That's when opera is most magical, because plays can't do that, but opera can, and music does." Verdi's masterpiece is brought to life with Grant Youngblood in the title role of Rigoletto, Sarah Dufresne as Gilda, Matthew Pierce as the Duke of Mantua, and a 12-member male chorus. The production features the Victoria Symphony under the baton of Robert Tweeton. With a memorable musical score that many people know by heart, Rigoletto promises to be an unforgettable operatic experience. Pacific Opera Victoria's Rigoletto. When? April 23 to 29, 2025, 2 hours, 30 minutes, including 20-minute intermission. Where? At Victoria's Royal Theatre, 805 Broughton Street. Tickets. rmts.bc.ca